بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My brothers and sisters, we are looking at the issue of dealing with feelings of stress and all kinds of mental issues connected with the COVID virus and the difficulties of living during these times. I remind myself and you that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, gave us a million blessings, in which one of the things is this virus. Now, you might say, well, you know, I just said a million blessings, in which one of them is a virus, so is the virus a blessing? Well, let me tell you, let me describe for you some of the things related with this virus. As a result of this virus, one of the first things that happened was a drastic reduction in carbon emissions across the world. This is the first time that any disease, any virus, has literally affected practically every single human being living on Earth, irrespective of where they are living, irrespective of which country, irrespective of geography, irrespective of race, irrespective of religion, irrespective of gender, irrespective also of economic differences. The rich and the poor got COVID, men and women got COVID, black and white got COVID, north and south got COVID, east and west got COVID, educated and uneducated got COVID, everybody got COVID. Or rather, when I say got COVID, I don't mean they were infected, I mean they are affected by this pandemic everywhere. Now, how is it a blessing? It's a blessing because, as I said, first thing which happened was a huge reduction in carbon emissions. You know, pre-COVID, talking about climate change, talking about global warming, which is a, frankly, between you and me, it's a far greater danger than COVID will ever be. COVID has a kill rate of 1.5%, which means that 98.5% to 99% of people who get infected by COVID, who test positive, will walk home healthy, inshallah. Whereas with global warming and climate change, the entire human race is in danger of becoming extinct. Believe me, ask the elephants and the and the lions and leopards, and ask the birds and insects, and ask the fish in the oceans, and they will tell you that was a jolly good thing if it happens. Because we are, without exaggeration, the most harmful thing that that ever happened to the planet. We are the nightmare manifestation. We are the nightmare variety of COVID virus, as far as the rest of creation is concerned. And that's not because Allah made us like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. Allah said that He created us in the most beautiful form, but we became the worst. So this is not that Allah created us as something which is harmful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as something which would be very beneficial, and as Allah gave us intelligence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability to do good things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability and the intelligence and the knowledge to understand the good and bad of what we do. Yet we ignored all of that and we insisted on making ourselves toxic to the whole world by how we lived, what we did, how we proved to be harmful to the world. Now, COVID, temporarily, but in a very definite way, put a stop to all that because all our activities came to a halt. I'm talking about how COVID, I said million blessings and I mentioned COVID. So I'm trying to show you how COVID is also a blessing. So it brought the world to a halt. No planes flying, no cars running, no public transport, everything, no factories, no emissions of any kind because whatever was emitting it has stopped functioning. People locked into their homes. And what was the result? You know that and I know that. If you remember, if you recall, all the different films and whatnot that have been circulating from that time in the beginning that we saw of clean rivers, clean seas, of animals, literally in many cases, animals coming and walking in the street because there were no human beings there. But more than that, clean rivers and clean water, clean rivers and streams. People in Punjab seeing the Himalayas, in Jalandhar, I think it was, seeing the Himalayas because the atmosphere became so clean. One of the most polluted parts of the world is that part of North India, thanks to many reasons, where there's a huge blanket of smog. That entire blanket of smog disappeared. And it became one of the cleanest atmospheres. You could directly look at the snow peaks of the Himalayas. We saw the biggest benefit, alhamdulillah, is that the big tear and gap in the ozone layer above Alaska repaired itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused it to repair itself and it closed. And so therefore the earth, which was thanks to that gap in the ozone layer, thanks to the tear in the ozone layer, which happened because of our carbon emissions, the earth was being bombarded with ultraviolet radiation, very harmful ultraviolet radiation, that got repaired, and so therefore we were protected. Now, point I want to make here is that before this COVID came, before we knew anything about COVID, if there had been a seminar on how can we get rid of carbon emissions, how can we repair the ozone layer, how can we clean up the seas and the rivers. And if somebody had said, you know what we should do? Just shut down everything. Just shut down everything. You know, no planes will fly, no trains will run, no buses, no public transport, no private transport. Even people will not be allowed to leave their homes. They have to stay indoors. If they come out of doors, they will be punished. They will be fined. Factories, shut them down. You know, all manufacturing facilities, shut them down. Shut everything down. If somebody had said that, then people would say, you are a complete nutcase. You are insane. You should be put into a lunatic asylum. And your solution is the most completely impossible to implement solution that anybody can imagine. How can the whole world, all countries, shut down? Impossible. But you know, what is impossible for us is possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's precisely what he did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shut everything down. And therefore, one of the biggest benefits of COVID was that we got a cleaner world to restart, not restart polluting, but restart our lives. And we got, and that was given to us as, yes, look, this is what your world can be. It can actually be a clean world where you can breathe freely, the air is clean, the water is clean, the ozone layer is repaired, it's safe. You can walk outside without fearing that you will, die of ultraviolet radiation and so on and so forth. This is what COVID did. Now, without that COVID virus and without the COVID pandemic and without the COVID shutdowns, none of this would have happened. And therefore, it is something that is one of the big benefits that we got from COVID, thanks to COVID. So let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us, because He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, because fi biyadihi al-khayr, in His hand there is only benefit and only khayr and only blessing. Whatever He sends has a positive aspect to it. Let us look at that. Let us continue to make dua for protection from COVID, from its harmfulness, from the disease itself. Let us make dua for the cure of all those who have it. May Allah cure them and restore their health. And those who don't have it, may Allah keep them protected. But let us also appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal alamin.